And welcome to a special edition of the Panther Lair Show. We're here for a conversation with incoming Pitt freshman wide receiver, Che Wabuco. Che, it's great to catch up with you. How are you, man?
I mean, I'm doing good, you know, just still working, just still getting at it, and just staying healthy, staying focused.
Nice, nice. Now, we're about midway through June here. When do you move up to Pittsburgh? When do you go up to Pitt?
So on the 16th, I'm leaving from Texas, and I'm going to Eugene, Oregon to run in the Nike National Outdoor Championships. And then from there, I'll be in Pitt. I'll land in Pitt around the 2021st.
Okay. What are you going to run in Oregon? What races are you running?
The 100 and the 200.
Okay. I was going to ask, this is one of the questions I want to ask you at some point. What's your favorite race? What do you like running the most?
I mean, a lot of people are impressed by my 100, but my favorite race is the 200. It gives me, you know, just more time to run, you know, more exciting.
I've had this conversation with people before about track, and you know, everybody talks about the fastest man in the world is the guy who runs the fastest 100, right?
Like, right.
That seems right. Like one, you know, Michael Johnson and all those guys. But it seems to me that the 200, like, you've got to be able to get up to that top speed, but then you also have to hold it a little bit, right? Like,
right.
You feel like the
different ball game. No, 100 and 200 runners are, you know, completely different. You don't always see, you know, people all run the 200 and the 100 together. So it's, you know, for me, it's, you know, just a special thing. I can do both.
Which, I mean, like, if you were going to define the fastest runner, is it that guy with the fastest 100 or the guy with the fastest 200?
I would say the guy with the fastest 100, you know, it's the shortest amount of time, you know, it's a very intense, quick race, but whoever can get to that finish line first, I think the fastest guy.
For sure. I've joked before that I feel like every time I open Twitter, I'm seeing about a new, like, school record you set or a new state record or new honor or off the top of your head, can you tell me all the, let's say, state records you hold? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, I only hold the UIL 5A in Texas, the state record for the 200. I beat former Brendan Christian's record, the 20.56. I beat it with a 20.53. So, you know, it was just, you know, it really wasn't, you know, just a goal to go beat it. You know, I went out there and just competing, and you know, it just pushed me to go beat it. So, you know, it really wasn't on my mind to just go beat that record.
Mm-hmm. Are you, when you're running a race like that, where you know that there's a record out there, though, I mean, you're not watching the clock while you run, right? I mean,
No, focusing on that finish line, trying to get first place.
And so did you know that number? So when you cross and it's 20.53, did you know, like, whoa, I just did it. I just set a record.
Kind of, because the announcer, you know, during the meet, he was naming the records and all this stuff. And so just hearing it's pretty cool. But actually, when you cross the line and beat it, it's just an amazing feeling, you know?
For sure. Now, what about school records? How many of those have your name on them now?
I tied the school record for the 40. It's a 4.33, but you know, besides that, not anymore school records, you know.
nice. Now,
you're right. I do have actually the 100 and 200 school record. I beat it multiple times over and over and over.
I was gonna say,
right. I have the 100 record, in Manor. I beat it first at the Texas Relays with the 10.23. And then I backdoor and beat it again at state to 10.17. And then I just, 200 times, just kept dropping every time I just ran in the meet. So, and at the end, just beat the UIL record. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So the 10.17, that's your fastest 100?
Yeah, it is my fastest 100. But I actually have one more race to prove I can go faster.
Right. What's your target? I mean, I'm sure it's just as fast as possible, but do you have a number that you would like to hit?
I mean, you know, it'd be a special thing to hit, you know, the nines, 9.9, you know, it'd be blazing fast, you know, something people don't really see that often, but, you know, just hitting 10 ones again, 10 flats would be, you know, just a great feeling and know my consistency.
Nice. Now, you said you ran a 4.33 40.
Yeah, I ran that my sophomore year, and then, you know, COVID happened. I couldn't really run it again. And senior year, we didn't have much testing and all that stuff. So we weren't really doing the testing things, and I was really focusing on just just staying healthy and on my main sports and stuff. So
nice. Now, how do you feel like all that, I mean, obviously speed is speed, and you get into the open field, you're gone, nobody's catching you, but how do you feel, right, like some of, you know, what you did, the work you did in track, and the strengths you have on the track translate to football?
Right. So, you know, track actually helped throughout my whole high school career in sports, you know, just keeping me in shape, number one. And then, you know, just constantly going at max velocity and going against fast guys and throwing me into competition. So it just pushes me to go faster and faster. And with that on the football field, you know, I'm just using the speed that I use on the track on the football field and just showing people what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed you were the district utility player of the year. And I saw you had 1,000 all-purpose yards each of the last 2 years. Tell me all the different things. Like, what do the coaches do to get the ball in your hands and give you an opportunity to make plays?
I mean, I feel like I'm an athlete, so I can go in the backfield. I can be a slot receiver or a wideout. I can kick return. I can punt return. So just getting the ball in my hands is, you know, a lot of different ways. I'm very versatile on the field. So, I mean, that can happen anyway. So that's what made me just a threat on the field, a key player to watch. So, yeah.
What where do you feel like you lined up the most, like on offense? Where do you feel like you
took I lined up the most. It was a little different, you know. I switched over around years. My sophomore year, I was in the backfield a lot with Taj Brooks, who's at Texas Tech, and then my junior year, I switched over to receiver, and I was also still in the backfield a lot too. You know, I was switching in and out. Then just this last year, my senior year, I was just that receiver. So it was not really, I was, you know, at a place the most. I was always moving around, always.
Hmm. So then playing kind of, you know, almost all receiver, this senior year, what kind of things did they do with you? I mean, what was your, you know, route tree like, I guess, you know, what kind of routes? I mean, were you going downfield a lot? Were you catching screens a lot? What kind of, you know, what do you feel comfortable with?
A lot of screens, you know, bubble passes. And then when you want to throw me down the field, you know, I'll get a quick corner, a post, a go. So I can do a lot there.
Now, when you look ahead to Pitt, what kind of conversations have you had with the new offensive coordinator Frank Signetti about his offense and what he would like to do with you, or the new receivers coach Tyquan Underwood? What sense have you gotten from those guys about what they would like to do with you?
Right. I mean, I haven't gotten much to talk about Signetti. You know, I've got a follow on Twitter, but Coach Underwood and Coach Narduzzi, you know, they really wanted me to get the ball in many different ways, you know, jet sweeps, you know, just getting me down the field. So, I mean, they still want to use me very versatile, just how I did in high school.
Mm-hmm. What was your reaction, you know, when the news about Brennan Marion leaving for Texas? I think that was right after the Peach Bowl. He left. How did you react when you saw that news?
I mean, you know, it was great for him, a great opportunity for him. I mean, he took it and he did what he did with the opportunity. And I mean, I have no hate for the guy. He's a great, great person. He was a great coach. I mean, he got me to where I'm going, to Pittsburgh. So just opening the door for me, it's just a blessing in disguise. He opened that door for me and I got up there and I'm getting to meet people like you, you know, getting to be in the office with Coach Narduzzi, getting to meet players up there at Pitt. So it was just, you know, he just helped me get up there. So, I mean, hats off to him.
Hmm. And then what about Tyquan Underwood? What's your interactions with him been like so far?
I've gotten texts and calls and stuff, and he's just a great person. You know, he wants me up there. He's ready for me. He's excited. I mean, even when we call, he's very chill. He's a cool dude. So I'm ready to just get coached by him. And I heard he's a great, great coach.
Mm-hmm. Now, you committed a year ago around this time, June of 2021. What if it was 2 years ago, June of 2020, and I came to you and I said, hey, man, you're going to go to college in Pittsburgh? Would you have been like, you're out of your mind? It's crazy.
Yeah, I would have. I've never thought, you know, just going up north, you know, one big thing is the cold, but that's, you know, that there's going to be something everywhere, you know. And to me, you know, when I went up there to Pittsburgh, it was, you know, it was an eye opener. I knew I can go somewhere being in that place.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what was it, you know, a year ago when you took your official visit? What really sold you on Pitt being the place for you?
I mean, number one, just entering the city, it was just, it's a city. It's booming. You know, there's professional teams here. There's businesses here. It's just a city where you can grow and adapt and be a new person. And also just entering the Pitt facilities, you know, you're right there by the Steelers. You got legends like Larry Fitzgerald. So just, you know, just stuff like that. It just brings you in, pulls you in. And then just meeting the coaches, interacting with the players and stuff. They're great people. They want me there. They show me love all the time. You know, they send me letters in the mail when after I committed and stuff. You know, throughout the season, they were sending me letters. They still, you know, like my tweets. You know, they still hit me up asking how I'm doing. Even my parents, you know, they asked how I'm doing. So, you know, they're great people.
Nice. What are you thinking there? You know, you commit in June and then you watch them have the season they had. Like, what are you thinking as you watch them win and, you know, win the ACC, win 11 games and all that? I mean, what's going through your mind as you watch kind of week to week the season?
I mean, I just feel like I can be just another addition to another ACC championship team. So it's going to be fun.
Did you have a feeling that you were like, you got in kind of, you liked Pitt before it was cool, so to speak, you know what I mean? That, like,
Before they won the ACC. Winners and stuff, I saw it already. So yes, it's really cool to be on board with them.
Nice. Now, what's your expectations for your freshman season? I mean, what have the coaches told you to expect, and what are you going up there looking at?
Coaches didn't tell me to expect anything. You know, I'm expecting for myself to go up there and just work really hard and, you know, make a name for myself and do big things here and there, you know, not do too much, you know, just keep my head on straight, stay focused, and do what I have to do to get on that field and show who I am.
And then the last thing, like you said, you're heading out to Oregon for the Nike championships. Do you know anybody else who's going to be there running the races you're running? Like, you have your, is there anybody with a bullseye, anybody you're kind of shooting for, you know, they're going to be coming for you? You have anything?
Not really. You know, I'm just going up there. It's just like state again. You can go up there and I'm ready to compete against anybody who's ready to compete also. So whoever's ready to, you know, race and go out there and run with me, I'm excited. I'm ready.
Nice. All right, Che. Hey, man, I really appreciate you taking some time. It's been fun to chat with you. Good luck in Oregon, and we'll see you once you get to Pittsburgh.
Yes, sir. H2P.